SA Diary.
And in our Lead SA Diary today, we turn to the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation, and we help them, I suppose, mark an initiative to recognize the contribution of young people across the continent. On the 22nd of November in 2017, the Institute, in partnership with Lead SA, will celebrate 10 young African activists aged between 18 and 35 who are doing exceptional work in the gender justice field. Joining me on the line now is Gugu Nonjinge, who is the Project Officer at the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation. Gugu, tell us about these individuals. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today. So, the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation, since the year 2000, has been hosting the prestigious Reconciliation Awards, right, where individuals or organizations are recognized for their contribution towards achieving reconciliation. However, this year, we've decided to focus on achieving gender justice and reconciliation. This is because of all the gender-based violence incidences that have been rising in our country. But also, we needed to make sure that we make sure that young people are part of the recognition and also are part of the Reconciliation Awards. So building from last year's introduction of the Rising Shaper towards reconciliation, we decided to recognize 10 young people, not only in South Africa, but also across Africa, who are doing great work when it comes to achieving gender justice and reconciliation.
And where did you find, or how did you find these individuals, Gugu?
So in July 2017, IJR put out a call from the general public to nominate young people in their communities and their countries that are doing, or that they feel they are doing, the much needed work towards achieving gender justice and reconciliation. So throughout that process, IJR received close to 47 nominations of young people who are based, again, across the continent. And then we did a shortlist based on a specific, very critical and very specific criteria. And shortlisted these young people to 20. And then from there again, from the number of people that we have, we then curated another criteria and shortlisted to the 10 specific young people. Needless to say, but all 47 young people are doing great and amazing work. And if it were by me, I would have recognized all 47.
I cannot wait to find out more about them. The wonderful work that they're doing will be obviously amplified through a social media campaign. Thank you very much to Gugu Nonjinge, who is a project officer at the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation.